Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and once again, I am outside. So if you hear the birds, you know why. What we're going to discuss today is this idea of knowing Jesus. I just want to read a verse for you from the Gospel of John, and it's a verse that I think we're pretty familiar with because we use it when we're talking to people about the importance of knowing God. We emphasize that this verse stresses that we must know who God is. And yet, for so many years, I've brought up this verse and I've missed something about it. So just listen here. It says, John 17 and verse 3. John 17, verse 3, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." And so wrapped up in this idea of eternal life is not just knowing God, but knowing the Lord Jesus. And so that's what we really want to think about today. How is your relationship with the Lord Jesus? You know, this verse is telling us that we must know God and know the Lord. And so on one hand, that means knowing who they are. You know, we want to understand them and understand their relationship. But it's more than that. It's more than just knowing about them. It's knowing them. And so I think that really brings us to this idea of, how is your relationship with Jesus? Do you feel like you know him? How often do you think about the Lord Jesus? You know, it's fascinating to go through the Gospels and to read the stories about him and to see his involvement in people's lives, to see his character, to see his personality, to see the way that he showed God in everything he did. And then to realize that those things that we are reading are about somebody who is alive, who is active, who is working today. Sometimes when it comes to the Lord Jesus, and to God for that matter, when it comes to knowing them, we perhaps approach the relationship in a bit more of a mechanical way than we would with other relationships. At least I know that this is how it is for me. You know, I do my readings, and as we read through the Gospels, we read about the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we feel like we're done. But when was the last time that you just sat down with the Bible and you read about Jesus because you wanted to know him? I think it's good to do the readings every day. And I even think it's good to check it off. You know, it's important to make sure that you're doing them all the time. But we can't let the check off be the main goal. Can you imagine that with your relationship with somebody else? Right? What if you had it as, you know, a checkoff on your list every day to talk to somebody? And so you talk to them and say, well, there you go, I'm done. That's not a relationship. And so when it comes to God and when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, let's make that relationship real. Let's sit down with the Gospels and let's read about Jesus. Let's read about his resurrection. Let's think about how he conquered death. And how that applies to today. How that applies to his relationship with us and his love for us and his ability to change our lives. This week, let's think about knowing Jesus. And let's think about how we can make that relationship more personal, more real, and more powerful, so that it isn't just something that we check off of a list, but so that it becomes something that envelops the entirety of our lives, just like any other close relationship would. This has got to be real. because it is. These aren't just stories. These aren't just words on a page. These things that we read about Jesus are true, and they happened, and they're about someone who is alive today and who is active in your life. So let's take some time each day, set it aside, and think about the Lord Jesus Christ. Spend some time honoring Him. Spend some time being in awe of Him. Spend some time being grateful for what He did, and reveling in the fact that He conquered death. Because the Lord told us, didn't He? That he who honors the Son honors the Father. And one day, at the foot of the Lord Jesus, every knee will bow. And as the Apostle Paul says, that worship will be to the glory of God the Father. So, think about the Lord. Know Him. Love Him. And make Him a reality today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.